Thanks for checking out the Abnormal Japan podcast. We're based in Tokyo, Japan from Houston, Texas. If you're curious what it's like living here, or you just want to tap in for abnormal topics from time to time, stay tuned and follow us on your favorite listening platform. Hey everyone, I'm your host Bree. Thanks for tuning in. Last episode, we talked about urban legends in Japan. Check that out if you want more spooky content. If you came from that episode, awesome. I hope you liked it. And as always, I'm here with my co-host.
What up, y'all? I am the crown prince of comfiness. I am the chain that you wear when you want to look good outside. I am Ashish. What up?
Nice. You're the crown what?
Prince. I don't know what the gender neutral royalty term is.
But, oh, okay. I was
P-R-I-N-X. Prince.
Okay.
Like a Pringle.
I see you. All right. So today we have a bonus episode for y'all. How Halloween is like in Japan. That sounded weird. But yeah, let's just get into it.
Yeah. So what do you like about Halloween?
I like that everyone gets a little spooky. Mm-hmm. There's more candy, more chocolate in particular.
Ooh, same times. What's
that? And I don't know. I just think adult Halloween is so much cooler. There's a lot cooler drinks.
Oh, for sure.
And I don't know. I like seeing movies.
Now, I'm a little bitch, right? I'm gonna be honest. I love scary stuff, but I get so scared. It sticks with me, you know what I mean? So, like, yeah. I don't know, maybe it's like a sadomasochistic thing. I'm just like, and just like scared for like 3 weeks.
You do jump at jump scares. It's funny. Too much. Anyways, so Halloween wasn't so popular in Japan, but within the past decade, it's been pretty huge. It's been a hype, you know? Nowadays, there's plenty of costumes, parties, Halloween candies, limited edition desserts and drinks, and more. But Japan differs more so than is similar to how Halloween is celebrated in the States.
All right.
So let's talk about that.
Let's go.
So the first one that comes to mind is trick-or-treating. Because it's not the norm. Mm-hmm. Going door-to-door collecting candies is not tradition here. Like, I can't even imagine that happened here in Japan.
That would be very strange.
Yeah, I just think that's not the culture here. Because they don't like bothering people. Mm-hmm. You know, like, the whole point is just, like, stay out of people's way. Don't be bothersome.
Yeah, if there was some trick-or-treaters, I'd be like, what little yokai yurei
thing I know.
Y'all at the door?
Yeah, for real. So, and also, decorating outside the home is also not that normal. Hmm. You may see, like, a couple apartments, like, with some lights on their window, but it's really not normal. Because I know in the States, people go all out. It's kind of like Christmas, but spooky.
Right.
You know, they make their houses all, like, super scary with, like, you know, zombies, ghosts,
or
and spider
and
webs.
Yeah.
And I think that happens because they're expecting trick-or-treaters to come to their door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also have heard, and I think we recently saw, shopping centers sometimes will host trick-or-treat events for children. So recently we saw, like, our mall nearby have, like, a haunted house event.
Right.
And we just heard, like, children screaming from the inside. We're like, oh, I guess it's really scary.
Yeah. I actually, in class today, I had, like, a Halloween, like, lesson or whatever. And I asked my kids, like, have you been trick-or-treating, you know?
Yeah.
And they know what it is, but they haven't. One of my students was like, oh, you know, we decorate our apartment. So, like, it's kind of picking up. It's not at, like, full steam ahead, but especially in the last, like, 3-4 years, it's definitely got a lot more popular.
Yeah.
At least from what I can see.
I noticed, like, people decorate inside the home a lot.
Yeah,
versus because if you go to, like, Daiso, which is, like, a dollar store here, they have so many Halloween decorations. So I do know that, and people kind of collect them, and they, like, decorate their homes. So, yeah, that's pretty normal. I still see it becoming a popular practice, like, Halloween in general, but trick-or-treating, I don't see that happening anytime in the future.
No, and I think Japan has a really cool spin on it, where it's, like, instead of trick-or-treating, there's, like, Halloween-themed things.
Yeah, exactly. So instead, you can just find plenty of desserts, candies, and drinks. Mm-hmm. If you go to the bakeries, they tend to go wild every season. So you probably will find things that are like orange and purple and green time of year. And that's always a hit. So
or character pieces, like they'll make pastries in the shape of like a pumpkin or a ghost or like, and it's like a 3D. It's not like a cookie. It's like a 3D thing.
Yeah, they'll make like little black cats or like Pikachu or Rilakkuma. Pikachu's
super popular, yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. So if you have a favorite character, I'm sure there's like a dessert or candy for it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what else is different is parties. So there's a lot of street parades. Mm-hmm. There's park events. There's house parties, nightclub costume events, and horror-themed restaurants. Those are really popular in Japan.
That sounds really cool. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to, like, go to a vampire cafe.
Yeah. Dude, like they have so many. They have so many here. And they usually get booked out. So you have to, like, you know, reserve them ahead of time. So house parties are pretty normal in the States. Mm-hmm. Same thing with like nightclub costume events. But what really sticks out here is the street parades.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about specific events later on, but yeah, there's a lot to do whether you're on your own or not. I would suggest just Googling it, meet up, ask your friends what's happening. You're bound to find something. And I noticed Halloween is more of an adult holiday in Japan.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, that makes sense. One of the teachers was asking me how we celebrate in the States. And I was kind of like, it's more like kids and then adults. Yeah. Like, it's both, you know, because kids, they have their parents' money. And then adults, they have their own money. But here, I've noticed it's mostly adults. Like, little kids and stuff like that, they enjoy it. But, like, adults go all out.
Because there's more parades for children and their parents like walk around with them. But usually when I see Halloween events here, it's like a lot of like clubs and parties and stuff like that. So yeah, also another thing that's really interesting is Halloween trains. So this happened back in the 90s. Those were often thrown by expats. But yeah, it's pretty much where people meet up on trains in their costumes and they ride around. And apparently it's really cool to see like a train full of zombies or vampires.
That's interesting. Yeah. So like they just kind of, I guess that's cool because they don't have to book anything. You just pull up on a train.
Yeah. And sometimes it freaks people out because like, we'll mention later, it's like when you dress in costume here, it's usually like at the place. It's not on the way to the event. Right. So just to see like zombies or whatever costume in the train, I would, you know, you'd notice that. You'd be like, whoa.
Yeah. And I think the people who do costumes are like very low-key costumes. So that if they go on the train, they're not like getting stared at or whatever. That's something I noticed too. But the full-out stuff, that would be cool. Like I would love to. Okay. I want to go to a theme restaurant and like a zombie train or something.
That'd be really cool. They put like black light and then it's just like creepy people in there. Ooh.
Hey, who do we need to talk to at JR, at Chuo? Like, who do we need to talk to make this happen?
I know JR, I think they're the ones who kind of make the sites for these parties now. Because before it was just like, it was just like tourists just, you know, trashing a train. But now there's sites that you can like actually meet up. So let's go on to costumes. So cosplaying as your favorite character is a lot more popular here than typical costumes like ghosts and witches and cats, but you'll still see those for sure. I'll notice a lot more anime, game, and movie character costumes in Japan for sure. And it makes sense because like the land of anime,
right.
Yeah. So I know when we celebrated here in Japan, we saw lots of like Mario and Luigi and like all kinds of Pokemon characters, and No Face from Spirited Away was like everywhere. Yeah, so that's kind of weird.
It was really cool being in a city where everybody's just out and about having a good time. Some people did get a little too rowdy, you know what I'm saying? You know, we'll get into that. But it was cool seeing kind of like the party spilling out onto the streets. Like,
yeah.
I really like that vibe. I don't like it all the time. But for what it was really cool.
Yeah, I liked it because, like, you saw a part of Japan that you normally don't see.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you still will be looked at weird if you're like in costume going into Central. So like if you already live in the 23 wards of Tokyo, you can probably dress up and get on a train and do whatever. But like if you're coming from like a little bit outside of Tokyo or you're in a different part of Japan, I'm pretty sure people look at you weird on the trains or buses, but I'm sure they're not going to be surprised either because it's Halloween
Halloween is getting bigger, and I think it's cool that the way Japan is embracing it. Mm-hmm. I think they kind of see it as like another release. You know what I'm saying? So it's really cool. And I do hope costumes get more normalized. I want to walk out in a costume and just be like, what's good? I mean, you know, for Halloween, not on the everyday.
Oh, I mean, you could. I mean, cosplay is so huge here. So I'm sure if you did, like I said, I don't think it really matters. It just depends if like you care if you are going to get stared at or not.
It depends on the day.
But yeah, because you're not going to do anything to you. Like, you know.
They better not. They may not come up to me and be like, who are you? They may, like,
take pictures of you.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. So, let's move on. So, ghost hunting in horror movies isn't so much, like, of a thing during October. It's actually more popular in the summer. So, ghost season is associated with August because in mid-August, the Buddhist Obon Festival occurs. So, this is where it's common for families to pay respect and celebrate those who have passed and visit ancestral graves. So, often, horror movies release during this time of year.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So, if you want to watch horror movies, check it out in August. And also theaters will host traditional ghost plays and sometimes teens will like do a truth or dare games like, oh, go visit the cemetery and like spook each other out.
That's wild. So like Obon is kind of like the like Japanese Day of the Dead kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of like their version. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. That's so, really cool.
Yeah, it's not so much in October. But I have noticed, I guess, because the influx of tourists you know, foreigners, I've seen like ghost walk tours, like in the back of Harajuku alleyways or just in general in Tokyo during October. So that's becoming more popular. They're probably trying to get some tourist coin.
I mean, yeah, but like think of it, if you got to see a part of Harajuku that nobody else gets to see and it's kind of haunted and it's low key late at night, you know, that's kind of cool.
Well, I'm sure it's just like the regular streets, it's just at night. Like, I'm not sure if it's like a secret street. Who knows? Who knows?
Oh, we gotta take a tour. That's all it means. We gotta take a tour of Luggett. That's what we're gonna do.
Yeah, because apparently there's like all these infamous ghosts, and I'm pretty sure because in like cities, it's a lot of population, a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people pass. Like, I'm sure there's like some crazy stories. There's
definitely hella ghosts. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So popular events in Japan. So if you want to celebrate and you're here, amusement parks are pretty cool. So like Tokyo Disneyland, Universal Studios Japan, and Sanrio Puro Land is super popular with parade floats, themed nights of like ghost versions of the characters.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. So they'll like the characters will do cosplay.
Kind of, yeah. So that's if you want to see like scary Hello Kitty or some other thing, you can check it out.
So you're saying Hello Kitties. Ah, kitty.
Boo, kitty.
Oh my gosh, yes.
This is perfect for family-friendly celebrations or if you're into like cutesy Halloween vibes. I did learn that this year, Tokyo Disneyland allowed adults to dress up as Disney characters only from September to October. But normally, this is banned in like all other Disney parks, so that was pretty cool.
Right, I thought you couldn't do like character cosplay at Disney.
Yeah, you couldn't. Like, you could do casual cosplay, which it's like a normal clothes version of like your character.
But they didn't
allow you to do full-on cosplay as a character. But Japan allowed it this year, and I think they allow it for children, like young children, they can dress up.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
It's just not for adults, yeah. But it was really cool because we saw a lot of awesome people dress up as, like, Disney characters. I don't think it counts Marvel characters yet.
Oh, okay. So you can go as, like, an Ant-Man or, like, an Iron Man or something.
I don't think it counts. I don't think Marvel counts yet.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a list. So if you're going to go to Tokyo Disneyland next year for Halloween, mm-hmm. Just check out what you can dress up as.
Yeah.
Because I know they have rules against like if it's too raunchy or not.
That makes sense. Because like, it's Disney.
Yeah, it's family friendly. Yeah. But if you want to be a little raunchy, hit Shibuya for street parties, parades, and clubs, because it's not really an official thing. It just kind of happens every year where, like, everyone just, like, goes to the Shibuya station and the Scramble crossing and all those, like, streets around there. And it's just literally just a ton of people in costumes.
Yeah. And that's what I was talking about. Like, the party, it spills into the streets, you know? Like,
literally.
There's so many bars in Shibuya, right? Like, mm-hmm. just literally by the station, there's at least two or three, like, underground, like, taverns that you just go get lit, come back up out, and you're in the street.
Yeah.
Like, it's a whole festival, mm-hmm. which... honestly, it's cool. It's kind of scary to me personally because, you know, so much going on. Like, it's super stimulating. But yeah, it's really cool. Like, in concept, top notch.
Be careful. Go with friends because, like, you can get lost.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I'm sure if, like, you're alone, someone's going to be like, ooh, you know, lonely foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it's really hype because there's so much public drinking.
Yeah.
But last year it was a little too lit. Japanese residents overturned a whole truck. And so Shibuya Ward was like, we're going to ban alcohol this year, 2019.
Right.
So if you went this year, you know, there was a ban from like October 25th to like November 1st mm-hmm. of no public drinking in certain areas. You can check out the map on the site, but yeah, they took it seriously.
Yeah. And what's funny, I remember when that happened, people were like, oh, these foreigners, no respect, blah blah blah. And then like the case developed and it was just like it was actually Japanese people. That was so funny to me.
It's like, yeah, they do crazy stuff too. I mean I can see the assumption because like there's so many foreigners
but I understand.
In that area, but it's like, okay, we're gonna need to cut this like presumption of who does what.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also, they did ban public drinking. There's mm-hmm. still bars.
Like, there's still bars. Convenience.
You can just, you know, be in front of the seven, like, do, 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 and just, like,
yeah, it. I doubt they're going to actually, like, be able to control it. Because when I tell you, y'all, like, it was so crowded. And you would have to have, like, cops lined up
mm-hmm.
in order for any kind of, I don't know, enforcement to happen.
It's like the Shibuya Scramble, like, you know, when everybody's crossing, but like not in the scramble, like in the alleys.
Yeah, I'm sure the cops are gonna go back there, but my thing is I think it's just gonna cause more people to be more secretive.
Yeah,
you know, it's gonna be a whole thing. But yeah, if you like spontaneous wild fun, go there if you ever visit you know, Tokyo or Japan. And it's really easy to blend in with what's going on. It's true. An experience for sure.
Yeah, it's wild. You get great pictures for sure.
Yeah, true. All right. So another one is Ikebukuro Halloween Cosplay Festival. So if you love anime, you love cosplay, this one is for you. There's a ton of flea markets, live stages, cafes, photo booths, and parades, and a ton of cosplayers. I did see that you have to like pay to participate, whether you're going to be the photographer or the cosplayer. And if you're going to be the cosplayer, you get like a changing room access and all that stuff.
Okay, so you pay for like facilities.
Yeah.
That's dope.
And if you love taking pictures of cosplayers, which I know that's like a whole like side hustle for a lot of people.
Yeah, for real.
Like, I think it's like $20 or something. And you can take a picture of like people who take cosplay like seriously.
Yeah, I feel like that benefits both. Because like if you try and do photography or even like regular ass portraits and you're trying to build a portfolio,
mm-hmm.
I mean, these are people who are showing up and showing out.
Yep. All right. So that's another one. And up next is Kawasaki Halloween Parade. So this is like one of the like oldest Halloween parades. And
oh, that's cool.
Like before it was really popular. And this one kind of lasts all throughout October.
Hmm.
It's very popular for those who love to take costumes very seriously. And it's kind of like a walking parade. So it's like about a mile. There's like live DJ music sometimes. And low key, there's like a Halloween pride parade. So for all the LGBT plus folks, they like to take part. And I think that's pretty cool, you know?
That's dope. Mm-hmm. So like, this is like the hipster Halloween.
Maybe. I don't know about hipster, but it seems pretty. I mean,
you
said
it was there before. It was cool. You know, the hipster
Halloween. That's true. That's true. But what really gets people coming here is the prize money. You can win up to 500,000 yen or like about $4,500 if your costume is the best.
Now, I'm going to have to see what these costumes, what is it called, the requirements are, because I don't know, maybe not this year, but I want to try one year.
I've seen the costumes are really high quality. Dang. Like, people are really serious. I mean, I'm sure if you start now and take take a whole year to make your costume, I'm sure you can make something. Yeah. So if you want to win money or you just want to see high quality costumes, go to Kawasaki Halloween Parade.
That's dope.
Yep. All right, so up next is Kagurazaka Bakeneko Festival. So Bakeneko translates to changed cat. So think supernatural cats, like ghost cats, demon, monster cats.
So like yokai cats.
Yeah.
Yokats.
And people dress up as all kinds of cats, and apparently that's the only requirement to go to the festival. You just have to dress like a cat. And a lot of creepy ones appear. People really like take the costume, you know, very seriously. They get very creative. And it's also family friendly as well.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so it's a mix of all kinds of people. There's a lot of masked people. So like, if you're cool with that, you're gonna be good.
Right.
It's also good for people who like Japanese folklore, because the whole cat is like associated with like a folklore story, and it's also a mix of Halloween. So if you love cats and you love those things, it seems pretty cool.
Dang. And everybody knows Japan loves cats, so this is like just a festival for cats.
Yeah, for real. I've seen pictures and I'm like, ooh, I want to do that one year, because like, you should. I don't know, we love cats. Dang, over
and
here.
That's cool that I think Japan has embraced like the spirit of Halloween more so than like the holiday, because a lot of the things you're telling me, I'm like, I would not have time to do this all in one day, but then I remember like, oh wait, it's like a month-long thing.
Yeah, because some of these festivals start at the beginning of October, some in the middle, and then like usually like the heavy party ones are like when Halloween happens.
Right, and I like that because it's less focused on the day and more focused on the season.
Yeah, because sometimes the day doesn't always happen on the weekend.
Yeah, like this year, it's on a Wednesday. Like what?
Yeah, so anyways, so like we mentioned earlier, the horror-themed restaurants usually get booked around this time. I did post a link in the show notes, so if you want to see the particular themes, like there's some pretty wild ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so check that out. And we didn't cover all the events. There's so many more, so yeah. Just check the show notes for that link too. All right, so I want to talk about our experiences with Halloween in Japan.
All right, let's go.
So what kind of experiences do you remember us having?
The most impactful ones were when we went to Shibuya, kind of just randomly. We're like, nah, fuck it, let's go. And we got so many pictures. We got pictures of you with a little puppy. It was like a puppy cosplay.
Oh yeah, it was like a little vampire puppy.
It was so precious. We got Boba. And we saw so many costumes.
So many. And like, we took pictures with like all the Narutos.
Oh my God, that was dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the year with the truck.
Yeah.
We left a little bit after because it started getting a little too crowded.
Yeah. And there was like a lot of police. I was like, something happened.
And also, I don't know how I felt about it, but there's a lot of, Japan doesn't have guns like per se, but there's a lot of like BB guns. And so there were a lot of cosplayers with like tactical AR looking BB guns. And I was like, oh, I don't like it.
Nope. It was just weird because like,
like the US citizen in me was like kind of trembling. Like it was a little trigger. I was like,
yeah, I was like, this is like very crowded and there's like fake guns that look real. Yeah, that was weird. For yeah, sure.
And I'm not a gun person. I'm sure if you're a gun person, you'd be like, oh, that's fake, whatever. But like, I'm not a gun person. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. That was one of the experiences.
I do remember that one in particular. I think the other year we were just chilling. Like we just probably just ate a lot of candy or some shit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I remember, I think we saw a scary movie or two.
Yeah, but that one was fun because Everyone tells you to avoid Shibuya around this time, but like, I'm like, I want to check it out. Like, we're in Japan. Like, why not? And I feel like it did, you know, take care of the craving, because now I'm like, I don't want to go back.
Yeah, go once. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the, well, okay, bad shit could happen, but like, you know, yeah, like in theory, what's the worst that could happen? You have a bad time? Like, nah.
And I also, mean, some probably worse things could happen. That's true. But
it was very interesting. I would say go at least once. Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Yeah. So what did we usually do back in the States? Because I remember a lot from my childhood. I did a lot of trick-or-treating.
Well, how about this? We've known each other for damn near a decade now. So we can go through like what we did individually. And then we can also do like our own traditions that we did. You know what I'm saying? So what did you do as a kid?
Trick-or-treating. Lots of like costume wearing. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I got to a point where I had two costumes per night. Like, I just would wear one in the early evening and then wear one to scare kids who came to my door at home.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's
cool. So yeah, I did that. And then as I got older, it was just like drinking parties. You know? Yeah. What about you?
When I was a kid, we had some Halloweens that were like, you know, trick-or-treating and like go all out. And then some of them, it wasn't as much. It wasn't as involved. We just kind of buy candy or like hand out candy more so. And then maybe I'll go trick-or-treating with some friends. I remember in high school, my mom took Halloween really seriously. Like, she would get the outside decorations to where there was like smoke coming out of it. Hand out candy to all the kids in the apartments, or like, she's always been like an event organizer. So she tried to like have a costume contest or something. Like, she used to do stuff like that. So I remember that. And then, yeah, college was just, like, drinking parties and stuff. Horror movies have always been involved.
Yeah. Oh, I remember we went to Phobia in Houston.
Yo, we did.
Which is, like, a place where you just go and it's, like, a lot of actors, I guess. And, like, right, there's different sections. So, like, there's, like, a scary forest or a scary, like, hospital. And, like, you just kind of walk through the maze and, like, they're supposed to scare you.
Right. Like, think haunted house, but outside. And way scarier.
A lot scarier. Yeah.
I remember we did a haunted house in college, too. It wasn't that scary, but some of them, I jumped a little bit. I pulled a muscle because, you know me, I jump a little bit. But
yeah.
Dang. We've been pretty active.
I know. I would say we slowed down. But honestly, I've experienced a lot for Halloween. Yeah. It's always fun, though.
Oh, we went to a couple of anime conventions over Halloween sometime. True. We had Onicon at the beach for, I think, 2 years in a row.
Yeah, because Onicon in Galveston and Houston, it's always around Halloween time.
Right.
So I do remember that. See, those wow, like flashbacks. Fun
times.
Yeah.
Did you think when we went to Onicon and we had all the con stuff and we hang out with friends, did you think we'd be in Japan?
No.
I didn't either.
I just thought I was going to be going to, like, anime conventions for, like, at least the next decade in order to, like, celebrate my, like, love for Japan. It wasn't that strong, but, like, I still like Japan, and I thought, oh, I'll just go to anime conventions.
You get a little taste.
Yeah, and I remember we used to go to, like, Japanese culture festivals, like in the summer.
And markets, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought we were just going to be doing that, but, like, now we're here.
Wow, we got the whole sushi bowl. The whole ramen bowl, my bad.
All right, so what are our plans this year? Because I know my plans.
All right, look, I want to do stuff, but I'm also very tired. Like, I'm turning into a crab, just locking into my own little shell. But it's still gonna be fun. No, I think we should get some snacks. Well, I know we have like plans or whatever. We got to finalize it, but I want to get some snacks. I don't know if I want to do a horror movie anymore because we did this whole Urban Legends thing. Y'all go check that episode out. That was scary enough. But maybe a horror movie and snacks for sure.
Yeah, that's kind of like I'm on the same boat. I just want to try all the like the seasonal candies. We went to the market recently and I was like, ooh, I'm going to get that on Halloween. Also, like, if we can get, like, Halloween donuts or something.
Oh, yeah. Those are so
just pretty
good.
Much, like, snacks, maybe some, like, wine and some, like, Netflix, you know,
popcorn. Chill. Popcorn is real cheap.
Yeah, it's real just nice. Real chill. What do y'all do for Halloween? Because yeah. I know we have listeners all over the world. At this point, I've seen the stats. I'm like, oh, wow, like, we're global.
Abnormal Japan, we worldwide.
Yeah, so definitely share your comments with us. We're very active on Instagram, so I'm sure just pick a post and talk about it. And yeah, what do you, like, do you dress up? Do you, like, do trick-or-treating? Is there something completely different that we didn't even mention on this episode? Right.
Do you care about Halloween?
Yeah, like,
I mean, for real, let's be honest. If you listen to this thing, you don't care about Halloween, that's cool. But, like, let us know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, all right. Thanks for listening, everyone. That was fun, as always. Hope y'all enjoyed this bonus episode. Don't forget to check out the previous episode about urban legends if you haven't. And we have spooky content on YouTube, so check those out. We have a video about urban legends, and link to that will be in the show notes. And yeah, if you want to support the podcast, become a patron on patreon.com/abnormaljapan. Leave us a review and rating on the app you're using. Follow us on there too. And share your favorite episode on your socials. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Make sure you tag us so that we can see it.
Yes, we love hearing from y'all. Please tag us. Go support. You know, it's real fun. It's a good time.
Stay tuned for an episode next week. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye, y'all. Happy Halloween.
Hey. Oh, 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 oh. Boo.